ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विषे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोऽभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानसि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं भक्त्या विहीनापराधलक्ष्य क्षिप्ताश्च कामादितरम् कृपामयीं त्वं शरणं प्रपन्न वृन्देऽनुमस्ते चरणारविन्दं वृन्देऽनुमस्ते चरणारविन्दं। Left and left, humble obeisances unto the lotus feet of my Gurudev, Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Parshishma Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Goswami. And also to my Sikhya Guru, Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Parshishma Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj, who took sannyas from my our Gurudev, and he took danda, renounced order, and very quickly then he came to western countries, especially in New York, and very quickly he preached over whole world the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The mission of Roop and Raghunath, the mission of Sanatana Goswami, the mission of Shyamananda Narottam and Srinivas, the mission of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baldev Vidyabhushan, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and Jagatguru Nitya Lila Prashtong Shishna Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. Not any new mission, no new teaching. Same coming from Brahma, Narad, Vyas and Sukadeva Goswami. Same from Ishwar Puripad, Madhvendra Puripad. And some more inspiration, same thing, but new light from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And from Roop, Sanatan, Sad Goswami, thus descending all these things, the same object and mission in the heart of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. He is the Bhakti Bhagirathi of this Kali Yuga. And he first made up his in mind that, he should go to Western countries also, everywhere, in Eastern countries. Really, he is the father of this idea that Prithivite ache jato nagaradvi gram sarvatra prachar hoive manna. This words of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he gave this thing in the heart of Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta. indebted to him. You all, anyway, those who are new or seniors, all are indebted to him. All came from him. But not new thing, the message zone from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then, there is three things. First, that if you are truly devotee, sincere devotee, first you should make your object. What is your object? Where to go? If you have no object, destination or goal going, then where you will go? Like mad person, here and there. Like dogs. They have no destination, they have no goal of life. So, you will have to settle yourself. You have to make your object of the life. Object of your devotion. Then, really bhakti may come. Otherwise not come. So if you have no object of your life, of your devotion, like crazy men here and there, so first we should try to make our object life of the goal of the life. How we can do? We are like ignorant, only in high class of association we can know all these things. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates are high class of association in world. From Satyug to this, lakhs and lakhs Satyug has been gone. So he has made all these things easy for us. So, everything is written in Chaitanya Chaitamrita. Krishna Dasa Vyas Goswami has written all these things. In Chaitanya Chaitamrita, you see that first Chaitanya Chaitamrita, third and fourth chapter of Adi, goal has been fixed of the devotee. Where to go first? And then way. What is the way? Not that we should fix our way. Then we can go to Shankar. In Mayabad we can go. We can take the path of Mayabad. Sajiya, Sakhi, Veki, so many smart Brahmins. There are so many. In Gita it has been told, Je jathang mam prapadyante tam tathayo bhajamma mam vartman vartante manushya paap sarvasa. In any way, all the way will go there. How? If they are concerned, connected with bhakti. So, we must know our goal. In Chaitanya Chaitamrita or everywhere it has been told, prem prayojan. Love and affection to Krishna is our goal. But it is of five kinds. Santa prem, dasya prem, sakhya prem, vatsalya prem and madhur prem. So we will have to know that the varieties of these loves and affections. Santa is also prem. There is ocean of rush, but no waves. Like Pacific Ocean, no current somewhere, or somewhere so big, but somewhere. But it has come from peace. What is peace? So, so Santaras, Prahlad Maharaj, he is seeing Krishna everywhere. And in Krishna is seeing all beings. And his Krishna, his Bhagavan, is full, in full, no appetite, no hunger, no lust, no anger, nothing. He is all pervading, okay? All pervading and all knowing, past, future, present, everywhere. What's that word?
Omniscient.
He has no desire.
Self-satisfied.
Atma Ram, Atma Kam. So, Prahlad Maharaj cannot serve his worshipable Bhagavan because he has no hunger. He will have not to prepare anything, not offering, because he has no hunger. He has no thirst. That is why he will not have to give a glass of water to him. No problem to him, so not serving. He will never tire, so not to message. Only he will beg his mercy, not serving. So this is called shant. But why shant? Rush. It has been told rush. Why? Because there is nishtha in Krishna. But his Krishna is like this, what I told. So no service there. So he, Nrisimhadev came him there. But Prahlad Maharaj could not serve him, you know? He could not serve. But he was not also fear, any fear from Nrisimhadev. Brahma, Lakshmi, Shankar, all fair. They could not go to him. But superior than him, Dasharas, Hanuman, he knows that his Ram is having so much all opulences. His Bhagavan. And his powerful, having all six kinds of opulences. But sometimes he tires. So he wants some the service of to be messaged. Sometimes being Bhagavan, sometimes Atma Raman, sometimes not. That is why he gives a glass of water to Ram. Sometimes medicine. Sometimes Ram is out of all problems, and sometimes Ram comes in. So he will have to serve him by discovering Sita and all. Always 24 hours he will be engaged in the service of. This is also like a spring, ocean of Russia. Some little waves are coming in this. But more than that, Pandavas, who Pandavas, like Arjun, Draupadi, how they are serving? Arjun is same category in what Krishna is. When Krishna sleeps on a bed, he takes also Arjun on his bed. Once Narada went to Dwarka, went to Hastinapur, and saw that on a bed, single bed, Krishna and Arjun were sleeping. The feet of Krishna was on the side of the head where Arjun kept, and the feet of Arjun, throw Krishna chest, and it was going towards the head of Krishna,
And Sattabhama Rukmini were standing and messaging the feet of Arjuna. And Krishna feet, across his breast, and Draupadi and
Subhadra
were messaging and standing. And Arjuna, from his all rooms, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. You know that Hanuman can sleep with Ram like this?
Not possible.
He will fear. Always fear. You know that Krishna has given his sister Subhadra marriage with? Can Ram give his sister marriage to Hanuman? Never you can dream. Even you know that Arjuna told, obey me, keep this chariot in the midst of the both soldiers, army. And quickly Krishna followed it. So this relation is like. Sometimes Arjuna may tell that my horses are so much tired and thirsty. You should make any arrangement. And Krishna also. Anyhow he did. But sometimes, he folds hands. When he saw Krishna, showed him universal. And then Arjuna was put there. And trembling so much. And he fell flat on the lotus feet of Krishna. I have done wrong. I have told you, friend. I have ordered you here and there. I have married your sister. It is very wrong for me. Please forgive me. Now I will be very careful for this. I will not sit on your weight. I will always pray like this. Krishna was very merciful and he covered his old senses by yoga maya. And again, Arjuna, take my rush there. So, anyhow, he is superior than? Some west more than that. It comes. But, Uddhava is more superior. More superior. His friend of Krishna, his commander-in-chief of Krishna, he is like
minister
like Krishna,
advisor
also, and also servant. Always serving Krishna. So he is more than Arjuna. If Krishna wants to send anyone to Vrindavan to pacify their father, mother and gopis, can Arjuna be sent? Why? Why Arjuna cannot be sent? He is not so much close to Krishna heart. He is not qualified to be sent in Vrindavan. Because he does not know A, B, C, D of Braja Prem. Uddhava is very nearer, because Mathura is very nearer to
Vrindavan.
Only, what is the difference? No. Only two angles. Is there any distance in two angles? This is Vrindavan, this is Mathura. Any difference? No difference. But border line is there. So there is a border line. What border line?
Opulence and sickness.
Yes. Mathura has some opulence. But in Vrindavan, all opulence can be covered with love and affection fully.
So there is some difference of borderline. As we are borderline in Vaikuntha and this
material world.
What?
Biraja.
Or Karnabdhi Sai. Karnabdhi.
So,
marginal line there. But marginal energy is nothing. Only some difference. So, Buddha has a ego. We cannot tell it false ego, but it was ego-like. It was like some lens of ego. That I am best friend of Krishna. I am best devotee in whole world. I am so intelligent. I know all the thoughts of Krishna more than anyone. So he has that ego. Krishna knew this. Krishna was very worried in Mathura. Not feeling well. Always reminding gopis and father, mother. Always. Gopis were also feeling so much separation. But their separation mode were some divided in all, because gopis were lakhs and lakhs. So they used to sit together and to distribute their sufferings and this separation mood to others. So it was divided and consoling each other. Lalita Visakha always consolating Srimati Radhika. Sometimes, Radhika was feeling so much separation. Lalita used to tell, why you are so worried? Krishna is always with you. Where Krishna? Then told Radhika. Oh, he is in your heart. And then Radhika became happy and he began to smile. Oh, he is in my heart. Oh, at once he began to. It is told for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Really Radhika in Radhika mood. So this is of Radhika, not of Krishna. Then they anyhow consoled Srimati Radhika. So Krishna is worried, he is alone. He cannot divide his separation mood. Now he is thinking himself. Oh, anyhow, this Uddhava is somewhat qualified. But if I will send him in my own school of Vrindavan, where I have studied prem, love, affection, and then he will be admitted there, and in some completing some courses there, he may know, what is love and affection. And then he will pass the degree. Gopis will give degree him. And then he will be returned, then I may divide my all this oppression with him. So I must send him anyhow. And he told Uddhava that, Uddhava, Gacha Uddhava, Brijam Shamya, Pitra No Pratimava. You should go to console my father and mother. And then he told that, Vyogavading Gopis. Gopis, supermost there. So much worry for me. Go there. Not to console, but he used the word console. Uddhava was very much happy that I should go and console them. But Krishna has not sent him for this. For what? He should go there. He don't know anything of prem, Braj prem. So he will be admitted. Then he was admitted in the gopis class. And he learned so much prem.
and then he returned back to
Mathura.
But he went to there, he studied there, but he could not be a dust of Vrindavan. What to tell a creeper, a plant, a grass? He wanted to take, be a only grass to serve the lotus dust of gopis only. And then he returned. So, Uddhava is most superior than Arjuna and all others. And this Uddhava, when he returned, was returning from Vrindavan. What he was telling? Bande Nanda Ji Paje Srinam Padrainim Afiksnasa Jasang Hari Kathod Gita Punati Bhuvanatta. Lakhs and lakhs dandavat. In the lotus feet of gopis. Oh, then he reminded, oh, gopis, feet are so high. I cannot do. So, he only prayed the dust, not all dust. He told that I am unable to have all dust. Only one dust I want to pray. It can fulfill whole world, all kinds of necessities. Bande Nanda Brajaistrinam Padrenum Aviknasa Jasang Hari Kothod Gita. In the separation mode of Krishna, oh, Gopi told so many high classes of Harikatha that Uddhav never expected like that. And that is why he wanted to be a dust, and also not dust, only to touch the dust from very far away. So how glorious gopis are. You cannot imagine, but you should hear. Only hear. But my request is that then you should not take from this ear and take it from this. Don't do. Try to keep in your heart. So here I'm telling that the love and affection of the gopis, especially of Srimati Radhika, is highest love. What I told here. So, object of anyone is the love and affection for Krishna in the heart of Radhika. Radhika, heart and love are not different things. One thing. His all body, his all senses, his hands and eyes, everything is composed of Mahabhav. What is Mahabhav? If you are coming in the line of Mahaprabhu, if you are coming in the line of Swamiji, then you will have to know all these things. Not only book distribution and other things will help you so much. You will have to read what is inside the books. And you cannot open these books. There is lock and key. And this lock and key is with high class of devotees. You will have to go and pray. Please be merciful to give the lock and key. Satang prasangam mama vidyasam vidau bhavanta ritkanuna rasaya na katha tajyosanat asu apabhagvartani saddha rati bhakti anukkati. Without association, you cannot advance an inch. What to tell inch? Not a
hair.
Never. So you will have to serve that. Not to take association, to serve association. You should forget to taste or anything. Always remember, you will have to serve Harinam, not uttering. You will have to serve Harikatha, not hearing.
You will have to take prasadam. Not taking prasadam, you will have to serve Mahaprasadam. Everything, serving mode. So you should serve Harikatha in the association of high class of Vaishnava who are elevated. Who can give you something? Swamiji wanted to give all these things, but at that time he was in hurry. His Prabhu called him that, oh, I need, I am tired somewhat, you should come and message me. That is why he was in hurry. So he could not do all these things. But anyhow, he wrote in his books, but with lock and key. I know that his all disciples, so-called disciples, really disciples, sincere disciples, they read his books, his Gita, purport of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, all these books. But why they are going down? Everything in his book. But why they are not touching his all instructions? Very hard, very hard. So you can be somewhat gainful if you are always in association, day and night. You should try to know that wealth is needed somewhat, but only for maintenance of our life. Wealth is not transcendental, it cannot help you. You cannot be happy. Never. It will give you more and more
problems
and difficulties and sorrow. So you should try to make your object first. And that is why in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Goswami, knowing all these things, and he advised us that you should make your object. And what is object? He told that you don't know. But I know. From where you know? I know from Raghunath Das Goswami. Or Raghunath Goswami from where? Oh, Sarup Damodar Raya Ramanand. And from where they know? Oh, from Mahaprabhu. Who is Mahaprabhu? Krishna. But not only Krishna. Oh, always covered with Radhika mood. And Radhika, splendor, beauty, golden beauty. So he is more merciful than Krishna and Radha. Srimati Radhika is more merciful than Krishna. But where combined mercy? Then both combined and he is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told, Prem Priyojan, this is our object. So Chaitanya Charitamrita, he has told. What Prem? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not come to give bhakti. He came from giving bhakti rasa. So much a difference. He has not come to give any regulative bhakti. Never. Prior to him, so many came. Ramanuj, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbaditya, Vallabhacharya, so many came. They gave regulative bhakti. Before that, it was given also in Srimad Bhagavatam, like Prahlad Maharaj told, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakham, Atmanvedanam. It is bhakti, not bhakti ras. How it will be bhakti ras? Oh, then go to the school of Rupa Goswami. What are the paraphernalias of this bhakti? And how they can be ras? And for this proportion of this, how it will be mixed? We know that some sugar is needed, some water is needed, some lemon is needed. But if I will give 2 kilos of sugar and 1 only 1 ounce of water and 100 lemons there, then it will it be rush? If we are giving 100 buckets of
water
and only 1 chamach teaspoon of
sugar
and only 1 lemon, will it be rush? Proportion. For this you will have to go in the school of Raghunath Das Goswami. He is expert in this. Then it will be bhakti rasa. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come for this bhakti rasa. Very high class. Like prem. This prem is object. So Radhika's prem is object. But how to gain? And who are qualified for this? So then we'll have to follow from beginning. So, first you should know object. What is object? And then a way should be discovered according to your qualification. What is called qualification? Like from here, from this place, you want to go to Hawaii. No? A car is needed, a bullock cart be used. By foot we can go to airport. But from airport, bullock cart can go. Any way for car driving, then you want a ticket for
aeroplane.
For this, you will have to make money. Without money, you cannot purchase ticket. Then if you have no money, then you will have to go to any wealthy person who is coined enough and pray him, request him, can you help me? Out of pity he may, oh, I am going, just you can come to with me, I will purchase a ticket. Then you can go. So, by on foot, by cart or by car driving, this is regulative bhakti. By following this, you can go there, up to airport. And there you should search any high class of devotees who has some wealth, wealth of love and affection, braj prem. And if he will be merciful and he will give a drop of his mercy, oh, then you can go to Hawaii, that you can go to Vrindavan. Any motor car and maybe anything will not go. Only aeroplanes. Aeroplanes mean bhakti,
spontaneous
love and affection. In a month trip, no changing, nothing. I at once there. So this is continuous,
spontaneous
love of braja. It can be. So Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, I have told this bhumika first.
Introduction.
From tomorrow, we will explain this first object. And if we will have time here, then some way, otherwise in Beja. We will, for there, 9 days we have there. 9 days means 2 times we will see, then 18 class can be given there. And there I will tell something about this. Today, Gaur Pramanande. I should just stop today.
No.
Of again tomorrow you should come. I'm very happy that so many devotees are here. So many devotees are here. So I'm so much happy. So I will help you because there is a reason to help you.
am not so much merciful. I have no mercy. I am like a servant. My holy master, and especially Swamiji ordered me, oh, you should help my devotee. I told that I am not so much qualified. Oh, everything will come and you should go. He requested so many times, repeatedly. So I came only to help, especially those who are in need, those who are in false ego. I have not come for them. They know that we are what?
So
high qualified. We don't need all. But those who are thinking that we are neglected from them, they know that Swamiji was so much merciful, so merciful. So he cannot give up his any disciple. If they are very little sincere, even if they have some honor for him, for Mahaprabhu, for Krishna, he cannot forget, and he cannot give up them, neglect. But now, I know so many sincere and senior devotees have been neglected. I think very few are there. Those who have neglected, I know that they are some sincere, so many sincere. I have come for them, to help them. Don't be weak. Always Swamiji is in your heart. Krishna is their heart. Only to realize this fact. So they have sent me, they have drugged me, taking my this tail. You should go and support and nourish them. Without any self gain, only to help my friends, I have come. So, as much as I can help you, I will help you. If anyone has given up their chanting name, even, I have come to. Don't think that you are neglected. Your Prabhupada, your Gurudev cannot neglect. So, I have come to again re-inspire them. And also that my colleagues should realize that false ego will not do anything else. They should give up all these things. And sincerely they should try to follow Swamiji and realize that what is the message of really Swamiji. Someone thinking that, we cannot believe on anyone. So Ritvik system is good. We should follow Ritvik system. But for whom Ritvik? Who will accept? Swamiji will accept Ritvik and he will make Ritvik. You know what is Ritvik? Ritvik is more learned, more superior than
who adopts.
Swamiji has made anyone this Ritvik, that you are Ritvik and you are more than me and you should give initiation for me. They were superior from Swamiji. I cannot believe. So he cannot adopt any Ritvik. And after his departure, then who is accepting? For what thing? It is not fire sacrifice. All a smart can do all these things. Only for couple of minutes, there is relation between Ritvik and those who accept Ritvik. And it is not transcendental thing, not for bhakti. Never it is used in bhakti. Then you can tell that, Swamiji has not elected anyone after his departure. that who will be Guru, then who will be Guru? Who made Swamiji Guru? Can you tell? Who made Guru? Swamiji. Prabhupada told that you are Guru after me. Has he told to Swamiji? Never he told. At that time he was not sannyasi. And at that time he was not there in Mayapur and Calcutta. So who made him? Who made Prabhupada Acharya? Who? Prabhupada himself. Prabhupada means Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. Who made him? Acharya. Who made Ramanuj Madhvacharya Acharya? Those who will serve totally to their Gurudev. Having all these qualities, oh, they are Acharya. Who made Rupa Goswami Acharya? After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has he indicated in one that after me you will be the Acharya? Never. Rupa Goswami has indicated. And Narottam Thakur, Loknath Das Goswami, never. Those who will serve their Gurudev, totally follow. Not falling down. Very strongly. And preach and follow the prince of their Guru. They are Acharya. Whole world will accept him. Like Prabhupada. Whole world accepted him like Jagat Guru.